Let's see. What's on Ed's mind? What's on your mind, sir?
Two items. Number one, you were just talking about testosterone. I'm 80-odd years old. I have a 500 testosterone.
Yay!
Yes. But I would like to be a little higher than that. And the answer was because you have a low-grade prostate cancer, because your PSA is 200, that you're not allowed to do anything in that department. Your comments.
Yes, sir. My comment is they should go read two research papers. One by Professor Morgan Taylor from Harvard, no less, who conducted reported on a study he conducted for 2 years with men who already had prostate cancer, and all of them took testosterone. And what do you know? It did not aggravate their prostate cancer. And he was careful to put in there, as a good research scientist should, that was only a 2-year observation period, and he was going to continue longer-term studies. But for now, he could say that over a 2-year period of time, testosterone did not aggravate the prostate cancer. Now, it's not just Professor Morgan Taylor. It's Professor Michaud, M-I-C-H-A-U-D, and I've forgotten where he's from, but he published an article that said the exact same thing, that over the period of time that he had been observing, and it wasn't exactly 2 years like Dr. Morgan Taylor, but somewhere around there, testosterone did not aggravate the progress, I should say, of the prostate cancer. So we have Michaud and we have Morgan Taylor. Now, when something comes out like that, that is so, oh my goodness, heresy, why, you can expect all the witch hunters to go after it tooth and nail. And funny thing, no one has published a study showing that these two guys are wrong. It's just not out there. I keep looking for it, but I haven't found it yet. And it's not just me that's looking at it. We do have a doc who does full time in the library and online doing research, and he hasn't found it either. So anyway, that's what I can tell you, sir.
Okay. Second, so the answer is yes, I can call and order some and find out if it improves my activities, because I'm always tired.
Well, if it improves your testosterone, yes, sir. But you probably know that none of us in our free country can call and order testosterone itself, because, oh my goodness, we might run out and sell it on the street or something like that. So it always has to be prescribed. But the testosterone boosters can be ordered, yes.
Okay. So, and actually, the booster is what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. And I'd mention one other thing to you. You apparently were born in a time before we have all these acres of pollution on everything that we've had since about the 50s and 60s. And so besides needing to boost testosterone, the other thing we need to do is take a lid off it. And what do I mean by taking a lid off it? Well, all those environmental pollutants, there's a large proportion of them, the pesticides and herbicides that mimic estrogen in people's bodies. And inevitably, they've gotten into everyone's bodies, and they put a lid on testosterone production. And so trying to boost it will help some, but it won't help near as much as if you get the lid off. And what gets the lid off is, oddly enough, fairly simple for most of the pollutants that suppress testosterone. And that's heavy sweating. Whatever a person does, they can go lie in the sunshine and do heavy sweat. They can exercise and do heavy sweat. Whatever a person does, if they do heavy sweating, then after a number of sessions of heavy sweating, what do you know? A lot of those environmental pollutants are gone, as proven by tissue biopsies. Now, the one other thing that can put a lid on testosterone production are toxic metals, particularly lead and cadmium. And those don't come out very much at all with heavy sweating. Those need some form of chelation to get them out of the body. So let's say it was me in your situation, and I know I'm not, but let's just say, I would work on the booster, but I'd also do some sweating, and I'd visit with a doc who'd give me a test to see if I needed chelation therapy to get the lead and cadmium out, because not everybody needs it, just most of us. And there you are, sir.